New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the Capital District, and Dr. David Danielson, Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy's Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, met on the campus of Union College with leaders of local businesses, educational institutions, nonprofits, and others. They were there to hear comments and suggestions on how the federal government, through Congress, can better work with the private sector to advance local efforts to improve energy policy. The meeting came a day after Congressman Tonko, a ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Subcommittee on the Environment and the Economy, joined staff from the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Council on Competitiveness, and others at General Electric's Global Research Center in Niskayuna, where conversation centered on keeping America's advanced manufacturing competitive on a global scale. Tonko said that he's awaiting a wish list by the parties he's meeting with to find new ways to drive innovation.
We're anxiously awaiting what they develop as a wish list. And they kind of like smiled in my direction yesterday saying, oh, it's great to have you at the table, because obviously some of this might require statutory change or resource advocacy.
Dr. Danielson said that the U.S. is in a race with other countries, particularly China, to develop clean energy manufacturing technology. He stressed the importance of finding ways the government at all levels can work with the private sector.
We've been talking a lot about the importance of effective public-private partnerships that are really led by the private sector, but where the government comes in and really provides whatever support is needed so that companies like GE and the small businesses in this region can compete on the global playing field.
Congressman Tonko said that increasing federal investment in clean energy research will lead to the next breakthrough to put the nation ahead. Throughout his tour, Dr. Danielson said that the conversation with business and academic leaders has focused on new technology and President Obama's all-of-the-above energy strategy.
So we've had conversations about solar, wind, hydropower, geothermal, but we've also had conversations about more efficient lighting like LEDs that are 80% more efficient than today's light bulbs, next-generation air conditioners that are much more efficient, in addition to talking about natural gas. And how can we take advantage of natural gas and low-cost natural gas to make our industries across the board more efficient and more competitive?
As New York awaits the results of a long-term study on the potential health risks associated with hydraulic fracturing, expanding natural gas production has become a highly controversial subject in the Empire State. Dr. Danielson said that the federal government must play a role in ensuring the safety of natural gas development.
It's been shown that you can do natural, unconventional natural gas in an environmentally safe way, but you have to do it very carefully. And so, the Department of Energy and others in the government are really taking a serious look at these issues, making sure that we play an appropriate role. But we're also looking at next generation technologies at the Department of Energy for even new ways of exploring natural gas that may be even safer in the future.
Congressman Tonko said that he would like to see any decision the state makes on hydrofracking backed up by accurate scientific information. He added that he supports the idea that the country is moving from an economy based on oil to one based on water.
And so we're poised for great opportunity, and anything that we do, water-based or with hydrofracking and natural gas, needs to be done with the utmost certainty of protection and public safety and the embracing of technology.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Saratoga Springs Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.